born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes.
Yeah, that's crazy. First one of 2020, take two. Welcome athletes into the gym closet. We haven't been in here for Christmas decorations. We grew Christmas trees back here since we've been back here, so we're cramped in a Christmas closet, and it's cold. The computer doesn't necessarily want to go as fast as we need it to, but we're in a good place.
We're here.
We're in a good spot. So we have a great episode today, basically talking about all of the cool shit going on with the season and everything specific to the season. If you've been here already, you've probably already gotten the announcements and what we're doing with ARL and all that kind of stuff. So this will be a recap reminder. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Recap reminder. I like that. But if this is your first time joining us, thank you so much for stopping in. We are a Crave Gym podcast, and we basically tell our athletes on a weekly basis-ish. Weekly. Yeah. Holidays got us.
Well, come on. We got to enjoy time.
A weekly basis. Yeah. We'll still call it a weekly basis. So on a weekly basis, we come in and we talk about everything Crave. We give our athletes a deeper look into what we do at Crave Gym. In doing so, with that information, hopefully anybody can take that into and enrich their lives a little bit, living like an athlete, because it's important to live like an athlete and train like an athlete in the gym, live like an athlete outside of the gym, because everybody's an athlete. Live like an athlete so you can be successful in life. And yeah. What's up?
What's I'm
here with
man?
Jordan,
as always.
Jordan's been out of town. How was your trip?
It was a lot of fun. I like going to El Paso. I don't like doing much when I'm in El Paso. I just like staying home.
And that's home,
hanging
right?
Hanging out with the families. Yep.
Yep. Awesome. So you just relaxed?
I think I left probably maybe four times.
Left the house?
Left the house.
Well, that's awesome.
Maybe four times.
Do you work out? Do you train?
No, and normally I do. Not this year.
Really?
It's kind of a weird one where my brother is moving to San Antonio. And that's like his kind of fleeing the nest, and I'm going out. So it's like the first time that both of us are really leaving.
So you had a ton of just family time then.
Yep.
Yeah. You didn't want to ditch out on that.
Right.
That's cool though. How's the knee?
Way better.
This I was gonna say after fantastic. you gave it two weeks.
I'd say about 10 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm ready to roll, man. Nice. So you're ready to rock and roll. What are some of your goals for 2020 with your knee? Specific to like physically your knee.
Just getting the miles up, running.
Like, yeah.
That's the main thing. If I can get to, by the time I'm in June, if I can run DAM to DSM pretty easily and without pain, that will be a massive success. And I have every expectation of being able to do that, especially with the way it feels right now.
Yeah, feels good. Have you done any, now that you've been back, you've trained a couple times here?
Yeah, a couple times, just two. I guess, you know, I did go for two runs when I was back at home, I think probably about 3 miles apiece. Couple days apart.
3 miles, damn.
Yeah, but you know, like really slow, just enjoying running through the desert. El Paso's got a really nice route where I can kind of run, like reminds me of being a kid kind of.
But I
felt nothing from that, so the miles good. Already if I'm up to three and I'm able to do that, I feel good. But now I'm focusing on lifting and then adding cardio slowly.
Sure.
And then I'd say by the end of February I should be pretty consistently running 4 to 5 miles.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice. We missed you at all of the outings.
I wish I went, man.
Yeah, we had an awesome time. So everybody,
talk about it.
Yeah, so everybody that doesn't know, we had while he was gone, we had two events. We had obviously New Year's, but before that, we had our Craves Giving, which actually fell like on Christmas this year.
It's like the 20th.
So yeah, so we had an ugly sweater party celebration at Smash Park, and to recap that, it went awesome. We had a ton of people. I think we probably had anywhere from 50 to 60 people show up, and as far as, you know, not everybody stayed the entire time, but then we ended up having a little after party shindig at our house, so I don't know how we got talked into that, but we were up until 3 a.m. just hanging out and having a good time, so it was awesome. Those events get me so bad because, and I actually learned my lesson, and I'll get into that next, but for the New Year's one, but it's just like athlete after athlete after athlete, you know, everybody is so generous, and so everybody wants to be like, oh, hey, here's a drink. Or it's kind of the, hey, I'm drinking with my coach type of thing, I think.
Yeah.
And so psychologically, you're like, let's get them fucked up. Yeah. You know, so then me, Amber, all the coaches just we had a very good time.
Yeah.
So lots of alcohol in there, which was awesome. Then we had our New Year's at Schmitz, and so a lot of Crave athletes there. It was a lot of fun. We did. I kept it tame. We made it till midnight. The kids were at the farm. So they didn't come, but we kept it tame. I had a PT session that I did on purpose at 7 a.m. the morning.
Make sure you
after.
Like, okay,
so I was like, I have to stay tame a little bit, and that's my lesson that I learned. Is I was just like, I have to be responsible. I have to drive home. I can only make it till midnight because I have to be up and I have to be at the gym at 7 o'clock. Yeah. So I was good at that. You know, I still broke into a little whiskey and had a little taste tests of some of Ryan's whiskey, but it was a great time. You know, it's always a great time partying with all the Crave athletes and getting the gang together for causing trouble. Everybody except Jordan was there.
I told because I'm at home and I was texting a lot of people at Ryan's place that night.
Okay,
I told Cole, like, hey, do me a favor, grab Ryan's butt, tell him I miss him, and grab Tyler's butt and tell him I miss him.
Yeah, he
did
said that.
Did he tell you what he said?
Yeah.
He goes, this is like grabbing the firmness to flatness scale. He's like, I'm going from a 1 to a 10 over here. I was dying.
That's awesome. Shout out to Ryan for being the 10 on the hardness scale.
Yeah,
that's
what he meant.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So that's awesome. Yeah, and then we had to give Jordan some shit and make him feel bad for not being there.
And
but
success.
You were with your family.
Yeah, I know it.
So.
And they fell asleep. I was like, at midnight, I'm like watching Rick and Morty.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Which, when does that come back on now?
I don't know. It'd be like 3 years probably.
No, it's the second half of the season coming up.
That's how they're doing it?
Really quickly.
Oh.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's coming up like this week or next week, like
sweet.
Very soon.
I had no idea that's how they were doing it. I thought they just did the 5 and that was
it. It's a 10 season or a 10 episode season this season,
that
and they
what
split
I'm
it between
about.
The holidays.
Nice.
So they just took the break while you were taking your break.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So I'm hoping
spend
that
some time
comes
with
back.
Your families, Dan Harmon.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So I think they can probably make the decision to do that at any time
episodes,
they want to.
The fifth episode was really, really good.
Did you not watch them before you left?
Huh? No, I didn't.
You just rewatched them.
Yeah.
Those are the best the fourth time that you watch it.
They are.
They are. They're awesome.
Did you finally start catching the jokes?
Yes. And another one. So I guess we're going to jump into a segment that we do called Couch Potato. But so what were some of this is great conversation for having a break, because you always get to binge some stuff. So what did you binge as far as streaming some networks?
Nah, not much. Nothing? Man, I didn't do a whole bunch of binging. We were watching football the whole time. My dad's a big
that's always good
head,
yeah
so all the college football. I got in on the night of the playoffs,
okay, yeah,
which were amazing. And the NFL games were way better than they've ever been.
Oh, yeah. The
they
NFL games. Week 17 in the NFL was amazing.
Holy crap. So, but also the playoffs.
The playoffs. But I did not like that LSU beat them by a million.
Oh, I did. I hate Oklahoma.
Yeah, I guess you're
That was a great game.
See, I don't have a dog in that fight.
Pile on.
You hate Oklahoma. I understand.
Get another
that.
Touchdown. Right? Break the record.
I was just disappointed the entire time to see Joe Burrow break, like, first half records.
Yeah.
He broke game records
in the first half. Yeah.
And he still had time in the first half
after
he broke some of those records. And then the entire time I'm thinking Nebraska didn't send him a letter.
Well, okay, what? No. That's
I'm not,
not
even a Nebraska fan,
stop
and I was
it.
Just like, wow. Like,
why
you can't
–
why do you not, like, throw some money
anything.
At this
just
kid?
Like,
Full even if – even go. If – yeah. Even if you're not, you throw that kid a scholarship. Like,
but
how do you miss that?
The Clemson-Ohio State game was incredible.
Oh, it was amazing.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
All yeah. Right. And then I was watching that. We were traveling home from Omaha. We had a couple meetings with franchisees. We were out of town for a while there. But but I had a meeting. We got a second expansion team – prospect there that will be coming to visit, so we may have a couple opportunities of jumping open in Omaha. But yeah, so I was driving home, but I drove, I caught it, drove a little bit, and then I saw the end, and it was so like I was laying in bed, and like I was like sitting up, like straight up in bed, and so I was like super excited, but then it was just like that ending was just like, oh, just deflating.
if you're for Ohio State.
No, but just in general. Like I don't like or dislike either one of those teams really either. And so like all four teams in the playoff, like I don't have a dog in the fight, but I just love good football.
Yeah.
And so when I was watching that, I was like, "Damn, okay. This has me hyped." And then it ended on that and I was like, "Oh." The guy cut off for
Clemson.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, so you enjoyed that, but yeah. I mean, I was like, the guy cut off his route for no reason. He would have at least had a jump ball if he kept running his post.
But I think it's indicative of the situation that they're in. I mean, they're in this such high pressure, hard, and it just got to him. I mean, that's what makes college so fun, man.
That's true. They're kids. Yeah.
They're kids. And I don't feel, and you know, I'm not going to like dump on them, but like, that's what happens. So I'm excited by that. I'm like,
right.
That's what happens. That's life.
I look at it as like how high quality mistake free football that was for an entire game, pretty much. And then you get to like that and it's just moment. Like, oh, fuck, come on.
Did you get to see the Trevor Lawrence run?
Which
67 yard touchdown.
No, I didn't see that one.
It's incredible.
Was it?
That guy just wins.
He just wins.
I fall in love with guys that just have the
lost
factor
a game, right?
Ever in college.
Right.
That just,
but in high school too, I thought he was undefeated
like
for like
game or something. An insane streak. It was like one game ever.
Early
he lost
though
or something. Yeah.
Like I think he's like sophomore high school through all of his college career he has not lost.
No, and that like dudes that just have that intangible where it makes no sense.
Right.
You're like, how you're not a fast quarterback, like you're not a speedster.
Right.
And you just ran 67 yards.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has the it factor.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's always good. So back to couch potatoes.
Yeah,
have you heard of You?
My brother was watching that I didn't watch any of it. He was
so the second season just came out, I guess.
People seem to hate it.
And
second season.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it like crazy. Like the first season's so good. So I started watching the first season. I got like two episodes in and I'm like, this is super creepy.
Like what is it?
It's basically a stalker story narrated by the stalker. So they actually make this tie, which is interesting. Have you read or seen like Frankenstein? Do you know the premise of Frankenstein?
Yeah, I know the premise. Yeah.
So it's basically like you see the monster's point of view.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that. Like you are hearing the monster's point of view, which almost makes you seem like I think they're attempting to make it seem, what's the word?
Sympathize with the monster.
Yeah. So like, or making it seem like it makes sense to think that way.
Yeah.
Even though like, he's the dude's a psycho.
Yeah.
So it basically just stalks this girl. Like it starts like in every relationship, the way that every relationship in today's world, I think, starts is just stalking online.
Yeah.
But then he takes it to the point where he's like
obsessed,
getting obsessed and starting to stalk her apartment and all this kind of stuff. But he has like really decent reasons in his head for doing all of it.
Well, it's like, it's not saying like this is okay. And obviously I'm saying this having not seen it, but is it like saying like you almost understand how he got to the point that he did. Like when he's being able to tell himself these things, probably without somebody telling him something otherwise, in his head, he's like, man, this makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. And so like in his head, he's doing it all for this girl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's had his heart broken and I've only had it seen a couple episodes, so I don't even know, but it's a creepy. And then he ends up murdering it. Like you can see, like, you can see like the, where you lose, where he just gets sucked deeper and deeper and deeper into this fucking weird
stuff. It kind of reminds me. I watched The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix.
I haven't
seen
that. Is that pretty good?
Great movie.
Is it?
I guess I watched two movies. So this one, same thing, where you're watching it from his perspective. You know he's wrong. You know he's crazy. But you see the horrible things that have happened to him in his life that have led to him getting to that point. So it's like the dredges of society. Most people, I don't think, realize that these aren't like choices that were made. Like, crazy people didn't always just get crazy, or like these things didn't just happen. Like, time after time he gets beat. He gets his, you know, he's like a sign spinner. He gets beat up and has his sign stolen, and then he gets fired because his sign was stolen. Then he gets caught with a gun to protect himself because he's so worried because he got the shit beat out of him at a kid's party, and then he gets fired for that. And it's just like this snowball effect where things, bad sure. things keep happening and happening and happening. And in his head, he just wants good things to happen, so he imagines all these good things happening, and then worse and worse and worse and worse things happening until it's finally he snaps. Hmm. And it's like, obviously the Joker is a bad guy.
Right.
But I kind of get it. You know, I just thought it was a really interesting perspective on a lot of that where you're like, God dang. That is tough.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
On a lighter note.
Oh, well, yeah. I was going to say the other movie is The Irishman with Robert De Niro.
Is that good?
3.5 hours.
Is that old?
No, brand new.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
3.5 hours. It ain't short. We didn't know how long it was going
to
be.
You have to invest.
Well, we didn't know. And it's so good that, like, at an hour in, we're like, oh, for sure, we're going to watch this. And then we're like, okay, let's pause it and let's go, like, take a bathroom break. And then we see that we had 2 hours left.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Damn.
We're going to be up till midnight tonight.
Like, right. There was one movie that I did see, Six Underground, I think it's called.
I don't even heard of it.
With Ryan Reynolds, isn't it? I think it's Six Underground.
Okay.
Basic premise is he's a billionaire that fakes his death to get revenge. Well, not get revenge, but to basically hurt a dictator that is hurting his country and people and all this kind of stuff. So he basically recruits a team of six that fake their death so yeah. that they have no ties. They're like one of them. He recruits like CIA agent.
Yeah.
That dies in life. Right.
Yeah.
Quote unquote dead. So now they're free to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And so they basically use his assets and things that he has in order to accomplish a coup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To promote a coup and get this country, you know, leadership changed.
Yeah.
Badass.
Really?
Plus, it's kind of had... So it's shot a little bit like... Have you ever seen Daredevil?
Deadpool.
Deadpool, yeah. It's shot kind of like that, where there's some close-ups and some cool like bullets going through yeah. like somebody and stuff like that.
Does he break the fourth wall?
No, he doesn't. But well, he might once or twice. Yeah. Like
I think he just likes doing that.
Yeah, and I think that they just keep it in because it's like, well, that was powerful, you know.
Yeah.
I can't remember if he does or not, but I want to say he might in yeah. one or two places. But it does have some of that like Deadpool yeah. humor too.
Yeah.
When he's like shoots someone and then has a witty comment about yeah. it, you know what I mean? So it's really, really good. The second one on a lighter note is, have you ever seen?
Who are obsessed? And I'm not really saying, but they are obsessed.
It is
just the two of them joke to each other back and forth all day. Nobody else gets it. They're the only ones doing it, and they are dying laughing.
I want to meet these two, and I want to hang out with them constantly.
One of them is from pretty far up north Dakota. The other one's pretty far up north Iowa. And it's like, the farther up, the more you like that show. Like,
I could see
just
that.
Like
yeah.
this
it's a Canadian show.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, like, there's this northern humor that goes along.
Right.
And I just, that it does not resonate with me at all.
Well, I guess, yeah, you're down from the south. But have you seen an episode or ever seen it? There's eight seasons of it.
I know the humor.
Yeah. It's just quippy one-liners.
Yes, but I know that kind of, it's like hockey humor.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
And it's just, yeah, one-liner after one-liner after one-liner. So this is what it reminds me of. And this is what I've told people that have never heard of it, which I guess it's old. So I'm surprised that
eight seasons. Yeah, I've only just started hearing about it.
Yeah,
I thought there
so
were
do
few
I.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
but there's
interesting.
Eight seasons.
Did not know that.
It started like 2012, something like that. No, 2013. So,
yeah.
I mean,
no idea.
What a long time. Like, they're just doing a bunch of one-liners. They're saying the same line 74 different times. Have you seen any of those? Like, the whole show yeah. is like two hockey players in a car with this situation, and then it just goes back and forth, back and
yeah.
forth, back
yeah.
and forth for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where you're like, okay, now stop.
They were talking
And as soon
about,
as you think that, then it goes to the next thing.
They were talking about an episode where they were oiling up goose eggs on a golf course.
Yes.
What did they call the geese? Because they wouldn't say geese, right? They called them gooses.
Gooses.
Boiling the gooses' eggs.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So that.
So
was
there's
the
one comedian. So there's a there's a big fat comedian that's a hick. So it's basically about hicks. It's about hicks, hockey players and skids. Skids are like druggy kids. Okay. So that's the three people that this is about.
They've got
in this small town.
Nicknames for everything. So like, yes. If you don't know, like they say these, I'm like, what is that? They're like, oh, that's like a pretty girl, or right. Oh, no, yeah, that's just, like a, that's this one. And I'm like,
just
what?
A crazy different language. But it all, you can see it if you watch it consecutively. Yeah. You can see it develop from stuff. It's hilarious. So, so they had, when they were doing, there's a guy, fat hick that is actually a comedian in real life.
Yeah,
and they poke jokes at comedians. And I started looking at him as a comedian, and like they get specific about like, oh yeah, there's this dude that does jokes about this certain thing. What an idiot. Like, and then they'll just start riffing about this comedian, and the guy's riffing basically about himself, but he's a character riffing about this Canadian real life actor comedian. So it's so funny that
been a sourpuss, but
watch the first episode. The other thing that's nice about him is they're like 15 minutes long.
Yeah, that's what they said. That they were like, "Oh, you just blast through them." Yeah, and I guess a new season just came out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, like whatever the newest.
Maybe that's why I even it came up on my Hulu. So that's why. Yeah. Anyway, that was a good couch potato. So, anything else about your trips?
No, man. It was peaceful and enjoyable.
Good. Yep, we spent a little. This is my. I haven't said this. Well, I've said this to several people, but this was our last time traveling for the holidays. Says me.
Wait, talk about that.
Yeah, so we basically had. So we're going to visit like, you know, sets of families, couple families and stuff. But we have to pack up two kids and of course a puppy and age that we want to have like traditions for Christmas that they're starting to remember, you know. And so like we're just gonna invite everybody to come see us. Very similarly to like our Thanksgiving. And if people don't know, our Thanksgiving is go to Hy-Vee and get their all you can eat Hy-Vee dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, which is amazing. But that's kind of, you know, kind of the lazy way out, and I'm also going to try to do the lazy way out in this and
but
have people travel to come to
this
us.
This is a way better read. Dude, doing the traditions and stuff with your family, like, that's the stuff you'll do forever. Like, my brother and I, as adults, I'm 28 and he's 25, we still sit next to my dad when he reads Night Before Christmas. That book, it's so torn up. It, like, the page, there's no binding.
It's all memorized
it's
right now.
It's just, it's like, the pages, you just pull them apart. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
awesome,
no binding whatsoever. The book's so beat up, but it's... You know, it's tradition.
That's awesome.
You have to do it.
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to start, you know, trying to implement some traditions and then have family come travel to us. Because it's like grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, they can travel a little bit easier than we can travel at this point.
I saw the wrestling podcast that I listened to. One of the guys, he traveled from Austin, Texas. And, like,
is a nightmare.
And they took the gifts with them.
Another.
And so he was joking.
This is layers of hell
like,
right now.
So they're, the other hosts are just like, what are you thinking? You're a moron. You're going to hate your life. And he posted on his Snapchat story while they were on their way up there the picture of his trunk. And it was like, you couldn't fit a grape in there. And I'm telling you what, you could not have fit a grape in that man's trunk. It was crazy.
That's
kind of
how my truck was.
Well, yeah, it's like, you people pack
but
up
I
everything.
Don't,
and you,
but
oh.
in a Corolla, a that Corolla. Just sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy to me. Yeah, good for him. That's nuts. But now to the meat and potatoes of what we are wanting to talk about today. We are in make a move season because it is the new year. We are making moves. We are agility focused this season. So everything lock has changed. So just some logistics for everybody out there who has not been in yet or has not noticed yet, we have changed to lower upper total in our daily schedules. So that basically, if anybody needs to make adjustments in knowing what their active rest days are, if you got a program from us or if you're doing your own thing, those active rest days can be scheduled accordingly to LUT. So, you know, if and that's important, you know, so that you know if you're training lower body Monday, say you're doing training sessions Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're hitting a lower body session on Monday, you're most likely going to want to hit, if you're doing an active rest on Tuesday, you're most likely going to want to stay off your legs and then hit your legs later on in the week. So those are some different things that you can do. Also, if you're doing like miles and stuff for your active rest, as far as your goals, maybe being a race, doing stuff like that, you're probably going to want to do those towards the end of the week too, just so you're not doubling up miles and, you know, intense leg days. Basically doing 30-30 on the front of the minutes, so on the front of halftime. So we have 30 minutes on, 30 minutes active rest. So that in everything except strength. Strength goes back to minute EMOMs, which is every minute on the minute you'll start. So have you never heard of that?
Nope.
I got a really cool face when I said EMOM.
Every minute on the minute. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was pretty cool.
EMOMs, you know. So in agility, we have two agility rounds. So we have a team agility round that's going to be more extended drills. So you're going to be doing cone drills, ladder drills, team hurdle drills, team band drills. It's basically going to be extended using part of the turf, moving more. Then we have our indie agility drills, those in utilizing the lines. We have several different line jump variations this season to work on footwork and that kind of stuff. So it's also all hit. So we're going as hard as we can for 30 seconds, and then we're doing more of an active rest movement for 30 seconds. And because we're in agility, we want to make sure that we are going as hard as we can. Hit doesn't work, and agility, speed, and all that kind of stuff doesn't work if you're not pushing as hard as you can. So if you're not running as fast as you can, then you're not working on speed. You're working on your endurance. And so we want to make sure that you're doing everything as fast as you can. That means even if you only last 20 seconds, like if you're going as fast as you can and you're doing, let's say reaction drops off of the box for 20 seconds, and that's, you're going as hard as you can and you're getting as many as you can in, and you only last 20 seconds, you need that extra time to rest, then rest and stop. Once you feel like you can't go 100% anymore, you need to rest. And we'd rather, as coaches, we'd rather have you rest in this program than to go 70% for the whole 30 seconds. So keep that in mind, 100% on your work phase. Then getting into strength, we have a couple changes this season that are exciting. We have new lifting cards. So we have our program.
Lifting cards. Those things are dang cool.
Are they cool?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I like them a lot.
I was pretty pumped.
Yeah.
So basically what we are doing and what we learned from last season, and I really wish we had learned this the season previous, is that we need to keep track of weight and how much weight everybody's doing from week to week, so that not only athletes know, you know, what you guys are doing and how to make adjustments and what weight last week, and Jordan is doing 80 pounds this week, I'm going to talk to him and say, hey, did you get injured this week, or what's the case? And if he didn't, then he's just being lazy and he's got to go to 105, there maybe 110. I'm going to be pushing him. So it's a little bit of an accountability too, and making sure that everybody gets it. So I just put up the file cabinet deal. What do you call that?
That was close.
Yeah. Sure. File hanging folder deal on the wall. So you got
that it's straight or not straight. Come up to Tyler and talk to him about it.
Let me know.
He would love to know.
Let me know when I'm hanging this damn thing.
He had quite the ordeal.
Yeah. So hanging it, like the bubble's telling me that this thing is level, but my eye is saying that this is not level, and it's bothering me. To this second,
yes,
still bothering me to the point where I kind of want to go out there and make sure that it's level again in the middle of the podcast. But it's hopefully level. I don't know.
I think.
Give
it's
me your
level.
Opinion.
Tyler is on the fence. Zach does not think it's level.
The leveler
thinks it's
with
level.
The bubble says that it's that it's level. And I don't know. Can those go bad? Like,
I don't know. Man.
Not work.
Dude, I
don't.
Idea.
I can't. I just can't imagine that like a bubble in water. Or in that solution can like not work.
If it was water, I'm sure.
Think about water. As long as it's clear, that's water.
That's green though.
Oh, is it? No,
I know.
The handle's green. Anyway, yes. Tell me if it's level or not. I think I'm on the fence still. But lifting cards are there as a tool. Make sure that you use them. We will then file them in your permanent folders, so that next time we get around to next January, you can see how much you've progressed. Next season, if we're doing a similar lift and you want to see where you're at as far as the weight and look and compare weights and all that kind of stuff, so we will not trash those. We'll put those in your folders, and so those will be available to you guys anytime that you would like. But going back to, or staying in, I guess, strength, we have EMOMs. So every minute on the minute again for the first four sets, and then we have our 2020. So keeping agility in mind, we're at our middle range rep range, so we're at 10 to 12 reps in strength, and our 2020s are still relatively high in agility focus in strength. So we have like hamstring hammers and different ab things and some different things that are ballistic type of strength training. But then we also in the EMOMs, and sorry, go back to the EMOM, the first 4 minutes is every minute on the minute. You got four sets to do your 10 to 12 reps each set, and you basically have 1 minute to do them because you start the second set on minute two. So if I get done in 30 seconds with my 10 to 12 reps, then I have 30 seconds rest. If I get done in 59 seconds, I start again in a second.
Get back after it.
So that means, again, going as fast as you can. We are working on speed and explosion and making sure, obviously, we have to have great form. And the coaches are here to make sure that you have great form. But while you're doing that, concentrate on speed. Concentrate on going still as heavy as you can for that 10 to 12 rep range. So if you can do 12 of them, you're going too light. Make a note of that on your lifting card. If you do 12, you need to go up until you can only do 10. And I know that it gets a little bit tougher to tell yourself where you're at, but the more and more you do it, the better and better you'll get at it. The more you'll recognize what weight you can do for 10 versus 12 and all that kind of stuff. So then we get into our power partner events. We have three things that we are doing with the ARL. We are doing a workout in Crave with the ARL invited and everybody invited. That will be a donation. Donations will be accepted in that workout as far as cash or supplies. Then the second one, we will be going to ARL headquarters. We did that last year. It was a lot of fun. We did a bunch of stuff like, that was right when the Madrid cat case happened. And so we did a lot of like moving shit around to make room for the cats. So like we cleared out like an entire barn full of like kennels and all that kind of crap so that the cats could go in that barn. But then the other stuff we did, we made like Kong treats and stuff for the dogs. We got to go around and like look at the pets and stuff like that, and it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. So that is our second event. And then our third event is an online social event. If you do a selfie with your pet and tag Team Crave Gym and Crave Gym ARL, we will donate a pound of food for every selfie this season. So I think we're already on 11 and we're like on day 8, and I think we started announcing it like whatever. We've only been, this is day 3 of the actual season.
It's not been long, yeah.
So yeah, so we're already at 11 pounds of food. It would be awesome to have to donate, have to in quotes, donate hundreds of pounds of food. Yeah. That would be really cool. But that is all season long, so make sure, find your pet, find your neighbor's pet if you don't have a pet, find your pet stuffed animal, find your pet rock if that's the case, and spread awareness, and we will be donating on your behalf to ARL. And then so all of the event dates are still to be determined. We, with the holidays and stuff, everybody wasn't getting back to us as much as normal, so which is completely understandable. Yeah. That, you know, Jordan was with his family; they can be with their family too. So we're gonna finalize some of those dates here this week and get everything out to everybody. But if you go to cravegym.blog, you can see all of the events, and that's where they will be posted as far as where and when and how to register, all that kind of fun stuff. So go to cravegym.blog. Also, the last blog, shout out to Glenn. We have the 2020 blog. Yeah, it's an awesome blog. So if you want to know more about Glenn's journey, we had him on the podcast. We talked a little bit about that. But I feel like we didn't know him like as well as we know him now.
Yeah.
Maybe at that point.
No,
because that was probably what, two years ago?
It was a while ago.
And so like I feel like he was a little quieter than what he how he expresses himself now, which So there's a lot of information that we didn't get from the podcast that got translated to that blog. So it is an awesome blog. Go check that out. Huge shout out to Glenn. Huge part of our team.
I had a number of people because I had a number of people say that they read that and was like,
yeah,
wow. I'm like, yeah, that guy's incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome. So and I just saw him. He just trained at the 5:30 session. So huge shout out to you. And he does, for those who don't know, he does a lot of our like print marketing design and stuff like that. And then he does like a lot of our like Facebook ads and stuff for all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, he's a talented guy as well. And so it's awesome to have him on the team, and he does a ton for us. So huge shout out to Glenn. But yeah, so that's kind of the season preview here. Anything else that you can think of for the season?
I'm excited that it's this season. The agility one, I think, kind of sneaks up on me every single year. Is like a surprising how much I like doing the workouts. And I obviously haven't done one yet. But when I was watching the workouts, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I love this season.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's one of the best ones.
I think this season is awesome because this season is like a mix for me. As far as like programming, I love doing the sessions in this season as well, because this is like one of the most athletic seasons in my mind, but it brings me back to two places. It brings me back to like doing athletic drills in strength and conditioning and actually the conditioning part of it. But then it also brings me back to like combine training and stuff like that, because like the challenges that we do in vertical jump, broad jump, we're doing pro agilities, we're doing, you know, some of those different things. And then inside, we're working inside of the season, inside of the sessions, we're working, footwork, we're working, line drills, we're working a lot of those different things that we always did as an athlete and did different drills and strength and conditioning.
So
it's really cool
when you get to be able to do really hard, quick, powerful stuff and get exhausted.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is. But like,
but it's fun stuff. Like it's so different. Like, and the endurance in this season is very fucking tough. It's hard to do. And that's what most, so if you went and I talked to somebody and I just said in the general population, I said, you know, what do you know about HIIT training? They would probably say, well, I'm going to sprint on the treadmill as hard as I can for a certain amount of time. And then not hard. Yeah. Right. Which
surge and recovery,
which is, but that's like, the cool thing, the thing that sucks about that is you're running on a treadmill, or you're, you know what I mean? Or you're like, right, you're bike riding, or you're on a rower, or whatever the case might be. You do the same thing, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Like you're doing different drills, you're working different footwork, and it doesn't, like when I do ladder drills and it takes me back to like football strength and conditioning, like I don't think about like, oh, this is awesome. I'm doing HIIT. I'm burning anaerobic, energy system right now. I'm getting in shape. What I do know is I'm performing.
I'm gonna make my feet move faster,
faster, right? Yeah, exactly.
Just
like
in your head about it. Like,
yeah, that's what it is. And so it's fun, and it makes the drills go by faster, and it just makes it
the
for
jumps
a better
too,
atmosphere.
All the box jumps and like quicker, higher, faster. I'm gonna
right.
And you're just, and that I think. In endurance, it's such a mental battle with yourself sometimes because you're so hyper-focused on exactly how hard you're running for a distance and a time.
Right.
Where this one, you've almost tricked yourself into not really knowing that you're exhausted. You're
just jump high. I just got to make it to the top of this box.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How tired am I?
And that's what's crazy. Like, especially in box drill is a great example. If I'm doing box jump, like, the box doesn't, like, change height.
Right.
So, like, I know that I have to get to the top of the box.
Yeah.
I don't notice until I'm done that I'm exhausted, but I had to get to the top of that box for 30 seconds.
And the short burst, you really, like, you can get in your own head about it. You're like, nope, it's just 30 seconds. It's just 30 seconds. It's just 30 seconds. I can just get to the end of this 30 seconds. And when you do that over and over again, you will be amazed at the result or just how continued you keep going where you're like, man, I really thought I was tired for a while.
I love the fact, so even just after the first couple of days, the number one response that I got from everybody was, fuck, I thought I was in shape. Like, this sucks. I thought that like the strength season was awesome. I felt like I'm stronger. I thought that I was in great shape.
Yeah.
I did this.
You're just a different
kind of shape.
It's a different kind of shape.
And then you blow this one out for 8 weeks and you're in that much better shape.
Yep.
And then we get into strength and numbers next season.
Yep.
But that's going to be fun. So anything else you want to cover today?
1st of 2020. Nope.
I don't think so. Any athletes in the wild? Anything going? Oh, coaching move. Coaching, McCarthy went to Dallas.
Oh, that's a bummer. He's a really good coach.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're a Packers fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, look, for all the crap that he got for not their success or whatever, they were in the playoffs every single year.
Yeah.
They won a Super Bowl. And if you take away the Patriots, this is the problem. If you take away the Patriots, one Super Bowl between a coach and a quarterback, it's pretty spectacular. Two is phenomenal.
That's true.
That's
really saying something about you saying something negative about Rodgers, though.
I mean, I don't know. Look, I love the guy.
Because with Rodgers, with only one Super Bowl, I don't know. I think basically what he did was Jerry Jones hired a defensive Jason Garrett.
No, but did you hear what he was saying? Because
he's not a flashy guy.
Well, but
he's
one of the big reasons they wanted to hire him was because he beat them every single time. McCarthy beat
however
many years. And they
can't beat
Jerry
him, join
Jones
him.
Was like,
or hire him.
We were much more talented than you, which means you outcoached us every single time. So that was his like thinking. He's like, this guy's obviously a great coach.
With that thought process, though,
I'm
in
just
the last 10
that's
years.
What that's what he said.
No, I know. Okay. I know. But this is me replying to him. With that thought process in the last 10 years, you really could pick any coach that you played against.
Yeah.
Any of your L's, you could have been like, we're much more talented than you, Jets. Who was coaching the Jets this year?
Todd Bowles. No, I don't know. I think he got fired. No, the Adam Gase, the guy that was the Dolphins coach a little bit ago. Adam Gase was the coach of the Jets this year. Did you guys lose to the Jets this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Cowboys.
So bad.
Dude, here's the thing. Until Jerry Jones dies, you guys are going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It's his fault. Like, he's my favorite Cowboy of all time. I hope he lives forever.
Just to screw the team.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And then somehow that's the other problem is he's going to have a contract drawn up that when he dies, his kid gets the team.
But kid is bad?
But that's what I mean. In that contract, he's going to make sure that his kid's that bad.
Yeah, I know.
Like he's going to draw it up like you have
like,
in order to receive this team, you have to do X, Y, and Z for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And it's just going to somehow from beyond the grave.
Listen,
Jerry Jones is going to fuck the Cowboys.
I am team hope that happens.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. This was an awesome episode. I'm super excited about the new year. Super excited about the new season, agility season, make a move season. We can make a big impact with the ARL this season. And, you know, it's been hyped in here. Like the new year is always fun in a gym, but there's something different about this gym, this team when it comes to the new year, because not only do like a lot of it's not just busy.
Right.
There's not just high energy because there's a lot of people.
Right.
It's high energy because not only do we have the teammates that we've always had, but now those teammates are able to talk their other friends in that are similarly minded to come in and try out some things and join the team because it's the beginning of the year and it's on top of mind awareness for everybody. So it's funny because we attract a certain type of athlete, and to see that just continue to grow the team is huge. And we had like on Monday, first day of the season, we had the turn from, I think I talked to you about this the other day, the turn between when 4:30 got done and when 5:30 started, I think we had like close to 60 people in here.
Yeah.
And you know, the 4:30 was killing it the whole time. The windows are fogged up because it's cold outside. It's an awesome athletic team atmosphere, and it is so much fun to be a part of. It's so much fun to be a coach here, and it's so much fun to train and do everything. So I'm so excited about this this year. It's already started out to be a record year for us, and we continue to thank you guys. It would not happen without our athletes, and without the just amount of teamwork and the amount of camaraderie. How do I say it?
Camaraderie.
When I said that, it sounded super
like
weird.
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie. Camaraderie. Camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Well, now it's just gonna sound
it's
weird.
So
you
weird.
Too many times. You can't say words a bunch in a row. It just makes you like, why are words the way
anyway,
they are?
Anyway, that was about to get too sappy. Anyway, so but it's awesome to see. So huge shout out to everybody. That's all I got. Remember, you're an athlete. Live like it.
Peace.
Born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
You're an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA. America needs athletes.